morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this third Sunday after Epiphany. We consider this the Epiphany season until we start the Lent season, the beginning of March. So we count this number of Sundays after Epiphany until Lent, and it's also called the ordinary season. For some reason it is also called ordinary season in the Christian calendar until Lent. So we are in the Epiphany season, and it's January 23rd towards the end of January. Thank you for joining us here and also online. God has given us another day to live in this world. Jan, can you please mute your phone, please? Computer. Thanks for joining, Jan and Harry. Good morning. Thank you all for joining here and also online. God has given us another day to live in this world. One more day is a blessing. And God has given us as a gift so that we can be a blessing to this world. So let us be thankful for that. Please join with the announcements on the second page in the bulletin. We have a Georgia Mountain Food Bank. Please join that great cause for the mission in this community by donating in kind or in cash. The book is available for sale for $10, and also our mailing address is listed there for your continued mailing for any donations or any communications that you want to mail in. We will have our cooking class next second Saturday of the month, in February 12th. So please join us at the fellowship hall on second Saturday, February 12th. The art class will continue on Saturday, February 19th, the third Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. We'll also do the third Thursday lunch fellowship at the Golden Corral. That third Thursday is going to be February 17th at 1 p.m. Please join that also. Next Sunday will be the last Sunday of the month. We celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, so we will have a luncheon after service. So please bring out whatever dishes you can bring, and we'll have a lunch together next Sunday after service. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayer and participation. And also please note that we take donations over the internet. If you go to piedmontumc.com, there are several options you can use, including credit cards and debit cards. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 57 in the Blue Book, 1, 3 and 4. Almighty and everlasting God, thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together in your name and to be here in this church and also online to worship together with all the saints in this world and also in heaven. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to come to this world to die for us, who rose from the dead so that whoever believes in him can be called the children of God. Thank you for showing us the love through your Son Jesus Christ so that we can call you Father. You have created everything, seen and unseen, from nothing. And we acknowledge the glory of your triune blessed presence in us today. You made one blood of all nations by a star in the east as we celebrate the Epiphany season. Enable us to know that your presence is still with us. Emmanuel, Lord with us. And help us to proclaim that riches that you have given through Jesus Christ to this world. Thank you always. Thank you for your presence in our midst today. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Let your blessed presence bless us today and empower with your Holy Spirit as we go from this place, that we can be more powerful witnesses in the days to come. Thank you again for blessing us with good health and strength so that we can glorify you and worship you together. Be with us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Where did she go? It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please rise up and greet each other in Christian love. And also, we will unmute and we can say hi to each other online as well.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning, Martha. You can remain seated as we sing 133 in the blue hymnal, verses 1 and 3.
The Lord reign, let the earth rejoice, let the many coastlands be glad.
Clouds and thick darkness surround the Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of God's throne.
Fire goes before the Lord and burns up his adversaries around and about.
The Lord's lightnings illumine the world. The earth sees and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth.
The heavens proclaim God's righteousness, and all the peoples behold God's glory.
All worshipful images are put to shame, who make their boasts in worthless idols. All gods bow down before the Lord.
Zion hears
and is glad,
and the daughters of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O God.
For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all God.
The Lord loves those who hate evil, preserves the lives of his faithful, and delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
Light dawn for the righteous and joy for the upright in heart.
Rejoice in the Lord, you are righteous, and give thanks to God's holy name.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we come before God and share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also, it's a time that we can share our burdens and concerns to God and also with each other, that we can lift up our concerns and burdens to the throne of grace of God. God's promises that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So in that, trusting in that promise, let us go to God in prayer together. The last page of the bulletin has our prayer requests. There are some praise items that we wanted to share. Penny is taken off the ventilator. You all know that, and she has been doing good. And I sent an email out on Friday that Alan said she's talking now, and they probably were able to go and see her yesterday if everything worked out. That's what their plan was. I didn't know if it happened or not. Because of the COVID restrictions, they are working it out. So that is good news. Let us be thankful to God for that great news that she is getting back to normal. Continue to keep her in our prayers so that she can regain her health and be with us soon. And Gail and family, Gail, Haley, Kyle and Abigail, all of them had COVID positive. They had mild symptoms, and some of them had some cough and stuff like that, but they are getting out of it. Thank God again that Kevin and Mackenzie, the youngest one, did not get it so far. So that is a great news. Amen. So please keep them in our prayers so that they can get back to normal activity as well. Miss Linda is here today. Thanks for joining us, Linda. And we are praying for you, and we'll continue to hold you up in our prayers as you are grieving. And we miss Jack, but you are in our prayers, and God is good, even in the midst. And I'm glad that Guillermo was able to make it here today, and he said he's doing fine, which is a good news. He's feeling healthy, and God is good. He's going to be there with you through the process as you continue with your chemo. And Martha has joined. I heard that Rich is getting better. He's still on oxygen, right, Martha?
No, actually, he's off of oxygen now and doing much better, and I'm going to be able to get my chemo this week, so.
Okay, so we'll pray for you, Martha. We want to keep, you see a name there, Eleanor Nicholson, which is Terry's mother.
Pastor, I have a praise that I would like to share. Mom had her first round of chemo, and she came through that successfully. She had a follow-up visit with her doctor. Everything is looking good. So I'm, on behalf of the McGee family, I want to thank everyone that, you know, prayed for Mom through her ordeal. But again, please continue to think of my mother. Also, another concern, I think that Ian is in the Ukraine right now.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay, we'll pray for Ian, who is deployed.
As well as the other servicemen and women of our country that are there as well.
Please. Yeah, please pray for Ian as he's deployed abroad. And thank God for the great news about Terry's mom. Please continue to pray for her. And we'll keep the family in our prayers.
We need to add a former member here, T.J. Roberts.
Okay.
We discovered that he is undergoing chemo for leukemia. And he had the COVID-19. T.J. Roberts, he used to be a member here. He now lives in Jasper. Linda knows him.
Yes. Okay, so please pray for T.J. Roberts for his leukemia and getting out of the COVID. Miss Lou is here, and she's doing much better.
She's
going back to Mississippi to visit her relatives. For the next couple of Sundays, she won't be with us. Please keep her in our prayers as she's traveling. Please continue to pray for Bob as he's in the facility, at the assist facility. Yes, he's trying to get back to Mississippi again, but they are working their plans out. Please keep him and also Kathy and family in our prayers. Our friend Paul Horton and Becky joined from home. Paul, do you want to share anything about prayer requests or praise items? Jan, do you have something to share?
I do.
Okay.
Can you, most of you know that Harry has been having
problems with his mouth and his teeth. For 16 months it has not resolved. He has not been able to eat much. So I spoke with Evangeline, who has been offering, and we kept not wanting to give up on the sex that we had, but we have given up. Would like some prayers that this can solve his problem, and I would like to express my gratitude to Evangeline.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. We'll keep Harry in our prayers. He had a surgery in his jaw. I don't know how long ago was it, but it keeps bothering him and it's painful now, not getting better. So they're going to see a new dentist this week. So please keep him in our prayers, and God is going to give the wisdom to the dentist to figure out what is going on. Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, Matthew.
Yeah, how are you, Paul and Becky? Just do you have anything to share? Any praises or prayers?
Well, we're just thankful for God's many blessings, and particularly for our 66 years of marriage.
Thanks be to God. Yeah, they have been our friend for several decades now. And Becky is going through a tough time with his, is she with the Parkinson's?
Yes, Parkinson's.
Okay. And Paul is pretty much taking care of her now. They used to travel a lot, but now they can't travel. So please keep them in our prayers. And we'll continue to keep your prayers, Paul and Becky. Let her know that we love her and we pray for her as well. And I heard JD talk to Jean.
Yes, speak. Okay. We talked to him twice this past week.
Okay.
He seems to be doing all right.
Okay.
He seems, you know, they're having a lot of water like we are, I guess. And then he said, you know, the main thing is he'd like to see the rain quit and warm up some.
Okay, here we go.
We all do.
Yeah, and pray for JD, and he had a skin tag that he had to take out, and he's going back to the doctor this week again.
Right? They're going to take it off Monday.
So yeah. Please keep him in our
prayers. The bad weather shut him down a couple of times, and naturally when you first go, they got to look at it first. They didn't schedule it. I wish they had it.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep you in our prayers, JD. Any other prayer requests, any call outs? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, so that roof is fixed. That leak in the fellowship part is fixed. Okay, thanks be to God for that. My mom, you all know, she's 93 years old, living with my brother. They all got COVID, including her. But they're all vaccinated, and their symptoms are milder. But she doesn't know exactly what is going on. But she has cough and congestion, so please keep her in our prayers. If there are no other special call-outs... Okay.
But I just
feel
a bit more tired.
Oh, okay. It's called getting old tomorrow.
I know that. That's what I told the doctor.
You're all getting older.
That's what it is.
You don't have to sell it out.
There's
going to be two doctors in here.
You don't have much I've been doing. This morning, as far as getting up and taking a shower and getting dressed. And
that's not much. Yeah, as much as a person like... Margaret, who is always active, and if she feels tired, there is a reason for it. So please go check it out.
Time to slow down.
Time to slow down, right?
Right.
All right, let us go to God in prayer together. Thanks for sharing all of these prayer requests and also praise items. Let us go to God in prayer and with a thankful heart for all that we have is because of God's grace.
Amen.
And let us be thankful and let us go to God in prayer and lift up these items. Let us pray for our country, our president, our lawmakers, and all of those who are making decisions that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit. Let us also be thankful for service workers, our police, military, fire, grocery clerks and delivery people, trash workers, all of those people who are working day and night to serve us, particularly during this pandemic. Let us be thankful for their services and also pray for their safety and their families. And also let us remember all of these items in our prayer. So we'll take a few moments of silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Bible says, if we trust in God and pray united in one spirit, God is faithful to answer our prayers according to His will and also bless us according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we come before You as Your children, trusting in Your promise that You listen to all of our prayers all the time, and also You will answer our prayers according to Your time and Your will. Bless us, Lord, as we come before You with a grateful heart, that You give us everything that we need in this world, our health and strength in our bodies, all the physical, material, and spiritual blessings that we enjoy in our bodies, in our lives, are all because of Your blessing only. So we thank You for that. At the same time, we come before You with many of our burdens and our concerns. Thank You for always listening to us and always answering our prayers, because You listen to our prayers all the time and desire only good things for us. We thank You for the many good news and blessings that we heard here today. We particularly thank You for Miss Linda, who is here today. Lord, continue to be with her as she is grieving, and bless her with Your strength and comforting presence every day. We thank You for the good news about Penny as she is recovering from the COVID, and also she's off the ventilator and also she started talking. Thank You for Your grace on her. Continue to be with her, blessed with Your presence, and also the whole family, that they can join together soon and she can be discharged and be together with the family and also worship together with us. We thank You for the recovery that Gail, Haley, Kyle, and Abigail are having now from the COVID. Continue to be with them and bless them with Your grace and comforting presence. We thank You for the healing that You have given to Rich, and also Martha, as she is going back to the doctor for her procedure this week. Be with her and bless her, Lord, and bless them as a family together. We pray for Terry's mom, Eleanor, and thank You for the great news we heard today that everything went well with the first session of chemo. Continue to be with her as she continues with her treatment. Bless them as a family and with Your peace and comforting presence, Lord. We pray for Miss Lou as she is here today. Be with her, Lord, as she is traveling to Mississippi, and keep her safe and give travel mercies. We also pray for Bob as they are planning to move him back to Mississippi. Bless them, Lord, with Your guidance and give him the peace and the comforting presence, Lord. We thank You for Guillermo as he is here with Liliana. Bless them as a family with Your peace and comforting presence, and also the continued treatment that he has to go through. Be with him through every step of the way. We know that You are a good God, as You were in the past, and You will be here with us today, and You will be there for us in the future. We pray for Ian as he is being deployed overseas. We pray for Your continued guidance for him. Keep him safe from all arms way, and bless all of our service workers. We particularly pray for those who are deployed abroad. We keep them in our prayers, Lord, so that they will be safe. We pray and thank You for their services and pray for their safety and the safety of their families. We pray for Harry. Be with him as he is going to see the dentist this week. Bless him, Lord, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that they can diagnose it properly, that he will be out of his pain with the proper treatment. We pray for, as they are also going back to the doctor for various reasons, Lord, bless them with the guidance that they need, especially the doctors, to diagnose everything properly, and bless them with your healing. We pray for T.J. Roberts, a former member of this church. We pray for your healing hand to touch him and also his family. Bless them with your peace and your presence, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling and going through difficult times like that. We thank you always for your healing hand touching people and healing every day. We pray for Paul and Becky, especially pray, lift up Becky in your hands as she is struggling with the disease of Parkinson's. Give her, Lord, the healing. Above all, we pray for peace and your comforting presence to be with them in their family as well. We pray for Gene Brown, blessing, Lord, with your presence also, and give him the peace and bless their family as they're taking care of him. We pray for all of those who are working day and night to support us, and thank you for the service of our military, police, fire, and all of those delivery people, trash workers, and many, many others, our farmers, our grocery clerks, and many, many others, Lord, doctors and nurses. We thank you for their continued service in our midst, Lord, and we pray for their safety and their families at this time. We pray for our nation. We pray for the president and the vice president, lawmakers and governors of the state, and all of those who are doing various things, making decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Give them the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that they will do the right thing and make the right decisions during this time, Lord. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together. We pray for my mother also, as she is affected by the COVID. We pray that your healing hand will touch her and heal her and recover back to normal. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. Bless us, Lord, as we continue to worship you with truth and spirit, with all the saints in this world and in heaven, Lord. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Bless us as a church, Lord, that we can do your work faithfully in this community and around the world that you have called us to do. Bless us, Lord, with your word today, and empower us with your Holy Spirit as we go from this place, so that we can be more powerful for you and be a blessing in this world. In Jesus' name we pray, and also as we pray the prayer that your Son Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, as the choir sings, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, 349, the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. than open hand you gave us everything that we needed, our gift of life, health, joy and fellowship and all the things material and spiritual. Above all, Lord, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for all those who have donated here today, Lord, and also bless those who should not give today. Cover them all with your love today, Lord, and help us always to use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Use these gifts for the glory of your name in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the... we will have a song now. Oh, how I love Jesus. 170, verses 1, 2 and 3. Remain standing, we will read the scripture which is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. And he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word that heals us, the word that comforts us, the word that gives us peace. As we come before your word, Lord, open our hearts and our minds so that we can see the spiritual truths and learn from your word, and also illumine our souls that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Whatever you ask us to do and command us to do, help us, Lord, to obey that. Thank you for the living word, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, who lived and died and rose again from the dead. And as we feast on your word, nourish our bodies and our souls, so that we can be a blessing to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So the reading that we did here today is from John's Gospel chapter 2, which is a familiar, very familiar passage about Jesus turning water into wine. Even children know the story of Jesus turning water into wine. There's a lot of messages from this passage. I have heard so many different messages from this story. And I myself has at least three or four messages out of this one passage. But one message that I like to preach more and more is about God is at his best when we are at our worst. And this came to me because in a hospital ward, when I was visiting a hospital, a patient, there was a sign on the hallway that says that our doctors and nurses are best when you are not. That struck me, you know, if they are the best when we are not, how much God is to us. He is the best when we are at our worst. In this passage, what we read is about Jesus turning water into wine, which is a miracle. But John says that Jesus did this miracle as a sign of what is to come. That's what Paul, John writes that. Jesus, the first signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. So it was not just only a miracle, but it was a sign of revealing the glory of Jesus in this world. And this was pretty much the start, the beginning of the ministry of Jesus in this world. The particular incident happens in a wedding house in Cana. The wedding was all going well and they had all the parties and people are enjoying the presence of each other and celebrating the wedding. And also food and wine, as they serve wine during the stage, during the wedding time. But all of a sudden, the wine ran out. It feels like the blessing that they enjoyed was taken away from them in the midst of the celebration. Haven't you had that sometimes? When we think that everything is going well and we are enjoying everything, everything's peaceful and quiet, boom, something happens and robs us the joy. I was probably told the story about, it's in the Sherlock Holmes story, where two friends went on a camping trip. And they walked and hiked for a day, and then at the end of the day, they enjoyed the nature and they had a good time and they were tired and made a tent, and they lay down to sleep after their dinner. And after a few hours, both of them woke up for some reason. And laying on their backs and looking up the sky, one of them said, "My dear friend, look up at the sky. What do you see?" And the friend said, "I see a lot of stars, a clear sky, thousands of them." So then the friend said, "So what does that tell you?" So the friend said, "That tells me we are going to have a great day and a pretty day tomorrow." And then the friend asked him back, "What does that tell you?" And he said, "Oh, my dear friend, to me it means that someone has stolen our tent." It happens. Sometimes we get into situations where life can take a quick turn. When everything seems to have been going well, without notice, in good life, health and happiness can suddenly turn into desperation and sadness. We may not even notice it until it is late sometimes. We find out that our tent has been stolen and we didn't even know about it. Amen. How many times that happened? In this wedding, not having enough wine is a great deal for a wedding feast, particularly in the Jewish custom. The wedding feast would represent a social disaster if they run out of food, any kind of food. It's not just like running out of hamburgers or hot dogs in our barbecue party. I mean, it can be a little problem when we run out of hamburgers for people. But in a wedding feast of the Jewish families, it is a big problem because it affects the family's reputation very well, because the custom dictates that the groom's family provides all the food, and there has to be plenty of food. And in those days, some commentators even say that they could be sued in court if they don't have enough food. That's what their law was at that time. So the host of the celebration is responsible for providing wine and all the food that is needed, because the guests are invited by the host and they need to be respected to the maximum, and that is the responsibility of the host. But in this case, the host of the celebration did not even know that wine ran out in the background. He didn't even know what was going on in the background. That's what we read there. So the sign that John is talking about, that Jesus did this as a miracle, as a sign of his glory, is a sign that God is going to be there in the midst of our circumstances when we get robbed of our blessings and we find ourselves in situations like that. There is always going to be God's presence. We trust in him. He's going to have a solution no matter what that we can find through him. A sign is something that gives us an indication of what to do. I mean, we have signs all over the place. We have stop signs. How many times do we notice that? I don't know. But we have, you know, lights, traffic lights. We have speed limits. We have highway numbers and signs. And sometimes people get confused. If you go on highway 120 and the speed limit is 40, if you confuse it backwards, you have a problem. So we have signs everywhere, so that we have to note that and take note of it, not only for our safety, but for the safety of others, and also for the care and well-being of the whole society as a whole. So Jesus was doing this as a sign of his glory, turning water into wine, which means that God can take the worst of our circumstances and make it a blessing, not only for us, but for the whole world. Sometimes we may not like situations like that when we are going through the such situations. In our worst times, God becomes the best friend for us. The characters and events in this story convey us a meaning that the sign that Jesus was showing to these people in this world, that as he started his ministry, is something about the mission that he was going to accomplish. And it is about his suffering and death. Because this happened on the third day, that's what we read as we start the passage. It says, on the third day, a wedding took place. On the third day of what? So if you look back in the chapter 1, it is the third day from his baptism. He went to Jordan River and asked John the Baptist to baptize him. I mean, you know all that story. And when the Holy Spirit came down and descended on him, and he said, look at, you know, here is my son, listen to him. And he was anointed by the Holy Spirit and he started his ministry. So this is the third day after he was baptized, which is the third day that he rose from the dead. So it is a sign that was going to come for his suffering and his burial and the resurrection on the third day. That was the real sign that John is talking about. Many times we get caught up in the miracle about turning water into wine. That is the miracle. It's a great story. But the third day is about a third day of celebration and victory. That is what happened here, and that's a sign of what was to come in his life. Turning water into wine, many times we consider as a miracle, but it happens every day in front of our eyes. If you walk through a vineyard, or if you have a grape wine in your yard, you can see God is taking water from the ground and converting it into grapes and juice every day. It happens in front of our eyes. But we don't consider it a miracle, do we? But that is a miracle. God is taking water from the soil through the roots of the plants and goes through the stems and mixing the sugar and the flavor and the color. I mean, all those things that goes behind it. What a miracle that is. Can any lab do that? I mean, I don't know. But that's the greatest miracle. But for God, it is not a miracle because it happens every day.
For Jesus, it is not a miracle. For him, the miracle is not that important. To him, stepping in the time of the need of his people and giving them the blessing is the most important thing. And that was the sign that he said, God becomes our best friend when we are at our worst. He revealed his glory through the ordinary events in our lives. Our life experiences can be very ordinary, or it can be extraordinary sometimes, unexpected things happening. These ordinary things that were kept outside for washing their hands and feet, they're washing for Jewish people, when they go inside for any in their houses, they wash their hands and feet. So these jars of water were kept outside the house for washing ceremonies. But God used that water that was outside and filled those jars with water that turned into wine that was taken inside and was served as the greatest wine that they ever tasted. The water outside was placed to observe the customary Jewish law to wash their hands and face, was transformed into wine, the best wine. The best wine, that's what it says, John says, in his report of this incident. So God is going to make the ordinary things and make them extraordinary things. You know, how many times that you and I, God has taken us and used us in extraordinary situations. Because sometimes we think that we are not able to do certain things, or we can do certain things. I don't have the ability to sing or preach or teach. But look at the times that when God has taken each of us and used us, even from the ordinary people, God can show that it can be used. You and I can be used for greater things than we can ever imagine. That is what turning water, an ordinary thing, into the greatest wine that used in that celebration. This is also a sign that indicates that God is at his best when we are not. That's, I always say that. God is at his best when we are not. When we go through life situations, not only in our lives, but also in the church, many times we think that situations are not good. Many times we don't know what is coming ahead of us. A lot of times we don't even understand what things that are happening behind the scenes. But even in the midst of all of those things, in the imperfections that we have, and the imperfect people, and the situations and surroundings that we have, God is going to be at his best if we trust in him. We make mistakes, yet together we can form beautiful things if we listen to Jesus and obey his words. It is also a sign that God wants to use you and me. Jesus asked them to fill the pots with water. He wanted the disciples to be participants and not just spectators. So when the wine ran out, Mary was there. Jesus' mother was also invited to the wedding. She knew the problem was because Jesus showed up with a bunch of people. So she came to Jesus and said, you and all these 12 people came together and they have a problem you created here. Question, woman, what do I have to do with you? Is that what you want me to do? To send my disciples to go get wine for them? We come with solutions to God before we go to God in prayer. We already have it figured out for God. God, this is the way you should do it for me. You know, talk to the doctor, ask him to prescribe this medicine when I get there. Amen. How many times, my son is a doctor, he says that many people come with their diagnosis and the medicine because they Googled it and said this is the best medicine for it. The doctors hate that. If you already know your disease and your medicine, why do you come to me? Before we go to God, go with an open mind, an open heart. Whatever he decides, we are going to accept that. Maybe it's something that we may not like. But remember, God is a good God. And he can take our needs and our problems, and he can fill us with their blessings that will be a wonderful blessing for all of them, all of this world. It is also a sign that there is going to be a blessing at the end. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon says in chapter 7, better is the end of a thing than its beginning. If you can wait till the end of a thing, God can make a great blessing out of it. Many times we shortcut it by using our own words, our own ways to do it. We don't let things work through to the end because we shortcut it and bring our own plans and say, you know, stick it inside. So let us be patient. And there is Jesus always listening to our prayers, and he knows what we are going through. And better is going to be the end if we trust in him. John wrote, for the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. We have been filled to the brim with the blessings of God here in this world, but better is yet to come. One day we are all going to be together in his kingdom. We will be treated to the sights that we have never seen or dreamed before. But there will be no more pain, no more suffering, no more grief that we have to go through. So the better is yet to come for the people who hope in God. And that is what the sign that Jesus showed through the changing water into wine. As people of God, we have something better to look forward to. Even if it is not the present, it is going to be in the future. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is I Am Thine, O Lord, 419 in the Blue Book, verses 1 and 2.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, bestowed thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Drawing nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast gone. Drawing nearer, 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 blessed Lord, thy precious bleeding sacrifice. Break me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in
people of God, as we continue our faith journey in this world, know that the best is yet to come, and we are not there yet. And God is going to be there with us today, and we are hoping that we will be together with him in that glorious day. So as we go from this, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace. Have a great week.